whatnot.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in.
I'll be Mr. Billy Joel in February 1974 with the Piano Man.
Okay, what's this one?
Yes, Mr. Stevie Wonder in the summer of 1969 with Shelby Amar.
Stupendous.
Steve, go ahead. Ask me any movie.
Jaws.
That's a great movie.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Have we checked in with Bill O'Reilly yet?
Gay sex, whoa.
Hey, Bill. Right.
Duh. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Perez Hilton.
Come on in, but remember, no penis talk.
Right. Don't forget this guy.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Right.
Leave Britney alone.
Okay, and there's Seth Green.
Leave Chris Crocker alone.
So many good things.
Right now.
Let me see. All I forgot to tell you about from vacation was I saw two great movies. I saw Superbad.
Very funny movie.
I know I'm late on that, but goddamn, Superbad is great. And nothing better than watching it in an almost empty theater because you don't miss one goddamn thing.
Yeah, right? Sometimes it is good to see a comedy in an empty movie theater.
Also saw the Jodie Foster movie over the weekend. Pretty good. I'm a real fan of Jodie Foster.
How's she looking?
She's one step away from being a man. I mean, at the very end of that movie where she's pissed off, you know, she's the vigilante.
Yeah, she keeps herself in shape, though, doesn't she?
She got a couple of scenes, though, where, I mean, she might as well be like a grown-up Macaulay Culkin.
He's tough. Any facial hair yet?
Sideburns.
You know, the one thing about Jodie Foster movies, they get incredible close-ups of her. I mean, they really jump on her.
What was the one on the plane?
Flight Plan, which is just like Inside Man, which is really just like this.
It's just like Panic Room. Right.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
I'm out for justice.
Dr. Lecter.
I'm out for justice, Dr. Lecter.
Dr. Lecter.
Hold on. Give me a second to see if I can find this thing for you. It's the last thing. I got many, 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 many voicemails and texts from Joe.
Yes.
Over this holiday.
Joe who?
Joe Ardinger.
Oh, I see.
Joe.
Many of them about his prowess in fantasy football.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Yeah. Here's just one of them for you now. Hold on. Come on, play.
Come on.
Hold on a second. God damn it. Am I stupid? Play.
You're playing with your iPhone.
Ah, screw it. Sorry, Mike.
Well, since we're talking about fantasy football, have we given a proper update?
Oh, we do that tomorrow.
Oh.
How about my text from Joe? Here's my text.
The results aren't in yet.
Well, I know.
Here are my texts from Joe.
That's right. You know the results aren't in, Mr.
That's
Burbank.
That's right. Joe writes, how are you? I write, fine as wine. Mm-hmm. Joe writes, you don't drink wine. I don't write back to him.
He's funny.
He writes, the Westies rule. That's his fantasy team.
Pretty good. Did he win the money the first week?
Yeah. I don't write him back. And it says, Joey has sent you a Sprint voice message. Mm. See if I can access that. Call to listen.
Is it making a beeping sound?
Every 6 minutes.
Because otherwise the fire department's going to show up.
Then the next one says, I'm drunk. Can I call you?
Oh, no.
I don't text back.
Huh?
Then the next one says, I need Mike's text number 2.
Oh, I wish.
I don't text him back.
You don't mean that.
Then he says,
I do. I want to get one from him.
I know.
It's Dr. Stoley and Nurse Bloody Mary here.
Joe is enjoying the games, having a little Bloody Mary action.
What time was that?
3 a.m.
12:15 p.m.
Yeah, he gets an early start.
He does start early game day.
Gotten some early calls.
Noonish.
All right, let me just get in my voicemail. I'll give you one of his messages.
And God forbid if he calls you, you don't answer. He will cuss you out on your voicemail.
I don't think he cusses on this. I don't think he's like the parrot.
Gentlemen, I'm still waiting. I'm waiting for the day.
Well, Mike, you know, the step to make it happen is for you to give him his number, and you've never been so motivated. So I know it's a big step.
Let's not get crazy, Rob.
Do you think if he can find it,
mm-hmm.
then it's okay? You're in the book.
Menu. To listen to your messages, press 1. First saved message.
I'm watching my scores, and, you know, actually, you're not going to beat me. And even if you did, I still have three players tomorrow.
First week.
And it's your fault for giving me your phone number. And by the way, you're gay because you're not even calling me back, you know? I got rock stars like Ross. They actually do call me back once a year. I guess you do have 12 months calling back.
What time is this?
But, you know, there's other people. Like, there's other, like, radio stars like Rob Spielak that call me back. And even John Norman calls.
This is the first day of the football season, about 3 in the afternoon.
I don't particularly care.
Oh,
by the way. It's 105 to 102. I believe the Westies are beating Lombardis. Oh, dear. I said goodbye.
End of message. You've pressed an incorrect key.
9:30 in the morning.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hey, it's me. I just got your message.
That's my daughter.
Message deleted. Next message. Message deleted.
I know we've done a lot of drinking with each other around the show.
Yeah, at 9 a.m. on Sunday, I'll try another.
Message deleted. Next message.
God damn.
Hey, it's me. It's about 20.
Message deleted. End of messages.
How come everybody starts by saying, hey?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you.
Get your attention.
Whether it's Joe or Buzz or my daughter. Or
hey.
Hey.
Hey. We ought to stop that.
It's not how I start.
We can change that. We can change that.
I start with Achtung.
Achtung. Achtung.
But anyway. Of all the people that drink on the show, it's easiest to spot when Joe's had a few.
Yeah.
He has a certain tone, doesn't
he's
he?
He's got a wing. It's Ardinger.
It's like a very, very American Keith Richards type
tone. So it is okay with you if I pass along your cell to Joe?
I will give it to him personally during the during Friday's show.
Right. Friday, this Friday.
This coming Friday, I will. Friday. Well, I don't know if I'm playing him this weekend or not. I might be playing him, so I'll have to double check, see if I'm playing him in fantasy.
I don't really think it matters. I mean, the messages were based on the first week of fantasy.
Well, no, but you got to catch Joe on a Friday because, I mean, he really, I believe, his best work is done on a Saturday or a Sunday as far as message leaving is concerned.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are like 12:15 p.m., 1:30 p.m., these texts 1:45 p.m.
All ramped up. It's breakfast with the Ardinger.
If you get all that many messages from Joe's, that means one thing is that Ross Valerie wasn't answering.
He wasn't calling Northern California.
I bet he would. Joe, did you call Ross at all during the vacation?
I don't recall.
Exactly.
That's a yes.
I don't recall.
All right, Joe. Well, that's all I got. What did you do, Mike?
I actually didn't travel nearly as much as I normally do. Normally, this time of year, I'll take 2 weeks and go to sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. But my accountant has told me that things being what they are, it might be a good idea for me to stay at home. So I just did a very quick trip at the end of our break.
I got a voicemail from Mike about halfway through the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. He said I didn't have to call him back.
Right.
We were out at the beach, came in. Missed call from Mike. And it was like, hey, it's me. How you doing? I'm here. I'm still at home.
Still at home.
I'm not going anywhere.
Week and a half.
You must have said three times that message.
Yep.
I'm here.
I'm here. I'm at home.
You don't have to call me back. I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm just saying hello. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Just a very brief trip to the Holy Land. That's all I chose to do.
I went to Boston.
That's the Holy Land for people like me. Well, you know, you talk about chronological order. Would you like to hear about what would you like to hear about first? My medical maladies that I had during which play into everything. My moment of terror in the skies, which was at the end of my trip, or 1.5 weeks at my house with nothing getting done.
I'd like to start with. I'll take medical maladies for 10, please.
Yeah. May I first say happy birthday to my lovely lady Carla, who is celebrating her 16th birthday today, and I want to say happy birthday, Carla.
You're all great.
I love you, and have a very, very happy birthday. Well, my medical malady started, who is that sportscaster fellow that we had hosting our fantasy draft?
Steve Buckhance?
Well, we made a date when he was here that day, and Mr. Buckhance and I decided that we would have a bit of a golf date on...
that's right. You guys were going to go tee it up and...
A couple of weeks ago Friday, teed it up with Steve Buckhance. And, you know, Steve's got his golf game's gotten a lot better. The only thing that...
With your host, Steve Buckhance.
We got together, played ourselves a little golf, and I have to remember, this is a note to my digestive system, that I cannot make a full meal of peanuts. If I make a full meal of peanuts, I am in desperate trouble, and
you shouldn't do that with your diverticulitis, right?
I can't do that, and I have been, it has been a very long time since I was hospitalized, so I forget. I mean, seriously, it's how long has it been? It's been decades.
4 weeks?
It's been a long time since I was hospitalized. I just like saying that. I was hospitalized for this. The last time,
goddamn, it was like 13 years ago.
My sister had a 50th birthday, and I was traveling right around that time, and I did the same thing. Somebody brought us, do you remember when they brought us the free Planters peanuts?
Yeah. Do I?
And everybody had one or two, had a couple of handfuls,
right?
And I ate them like it was a meal. Well, Steve and I get done playing golf, and we're having a good time. We sit down with a bunch of other guys that I play golf with, and we're chatting. And I was hungry. We didn't have that much to eat on the golf course. And I decided to, there's this big bowl of peanuts, and I'm not eating anything else. I'm not getting a sandwich or anything like this. I'm eating peanuts. And Carla's, I think, at her mom's house, going to dinner at her mom's house. And I've got to make my own dinner arrangements. And I decide that I'm going to just eat peanuts, and I'm not going to have to worry about dinner. So I eat these peanuts on Friday.
How many?
A couple of bowls of them.
Okay.
You know, I mean, enough for me, though.
Wow.
My system with peanuts responds very, very badly. And it's not like I'm going to receive.
He's been in there an hour.
I mean, it was like the Peter Pan factory in my ass. Here's the stage you go through. You eat the peanuts and you're fine. There's not a problem. Then you wake up in the morning and it does two things. You feel that little pain that you get down in your digestive tract where I know it well enough to know, oh, something's gone somewhere where it wasn't supposed to go. And immediately everything kind of gets all swollen down there and it gets puffy. And I'm not talking about my duke itself. I'm talking about my intestines. My intestines get very puffy. And I'm not thinking about anything other than the fact that, hey, I have to go on a trip in 4 days. I'll be fine. And I'm not fine. I'm not fine the first day. I'm not fine the second day. And I'm not going properly. And it's like, but it's pain. It's pain. It's pain. And Carla's getting all excited about our trip up to Boston because we're going to go up on Wednesday. We're going to leave Wednesday mid-morning, get up to Boston, go to the big game. Finally, it passes about an hour before we're going to leave for the airport. And the way
this would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
The way it passes is that it passes in an explosive way where suddenly you realize you're going to be fine. But then after that, you have another day or so where you're really not functioning. Your whole system goes into kind of a lockdown. And then
do you get kind of tender down there?
It's tender down there. And then it's tender, you know, at the if you shoot a gun, you know how the barrel gets hot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm dealing with after that. And I got to go on this trip.
You're talking about in your anal chute.
Yes,
right? Is that what we're talking about here?
It starts out on the insides, and then it moves its way, you know, down to the barrel of the gun. And then, it's the smoking gun syndrome, and it really is. And I'm trying to be excited, like, by Tuesday, I'm trying to feel better about this. And I'm just, I think, starting to come out of it. It's a lot of you feel warmer than you normally should. Your digestive system is just not what it should.
All this because you shouldn't eat peanuts.
Right.
You had two bowls of it, and it bound you up. How many days did you go without
crapping? This is Friday, and 3 days without really any real normalcy.
You are like Janet's nephew. You're like Damon.
There's a little something happening, but it's not happening. You know what it is?
Not right.
I would describe it as you're not producing what would be called human. You're producing what would be called
pellets.
Hamster. You're really producing what would be called hamster size.
When you look, though, did you expect to see, like,
a
giant log?
I do more examining of that area.
Sure you do.
I examine.
I didn't enjoy it at all.
I inventory the product, mm-hmm. the way I feel, you know, I look into the water.
Texture.
And study texture.
Taste.
Odor. You know, just, I do. Oh. I do. I mean, it's necessary just to see how you're doing. And you're looking, what are you looking for? You're looking for
blood?
Peanuts.
Oh, peanuts.
You're looking just to say, are the peanuts
finally?
The peanuts coming out. You know, and the peanuts were coming out. and then at the, and no, maybe a tiny bit, but not based on anything.
Light or dark red?
No, not anything that was based on inside. It was just maybe just a little irritation there because there was so much. As you start to finally, it starts with a bit of an explosion, and then it goes back to being a little, and then it's frequent. And it's frequent as we go into a Wednesday morning.
Travel day.
When we're going to travel, which is not good. So, I've had this, man. I had this with my sister's 50th birthday. I had to go up to Rhode Island, and I swear to God, I had this on the plane. And it's a miracle that I didn't.
You didn't BM for like 3 days. And then the day you're going to travel.
The day before I was going to travel. The Tuesday.
Why men's rooms?
The explosion. And then a series of it. But I'm just not feeling up to snuff. But by Wednesday, travel time. I'm doing okay. Good. Maybe it's the fact that I'm going to see my Sox on Wednesday night. I'm feeling good about this. The plane ride goes great. Get up to Boston, and I'm really ready to go. I'm almost ready to go to say, hey, after we get ready to go to the game, we can stop and get a bite to eat. That's how good I feel, and we're going to be 100%.
Back on track.
And at this point, it's determined that before we leave for the game, even though I'm still a little Logi, we're going to get down to Fenway Park at about 4:35. Now, the game starts at 7. Okay. So there are two things you can do. You can go souvenir shopping, which takes all of maybe half an hour. You get all the goodies that I like to get, crap that I buy every year.
Or
and then after that,
go to the bar, right?
It's what you do. We find the local watering hole, and the good people at Fenway Park have been nice enough to speckle the area with many different beer stands. And I would say 5:30.
Like your toilet bowl.
They speckle everything.
Speckling.
5:30, we begin to imbibe, and we are walking around. We duck into Who's On First, the little bar across the street from Fenway. They have my flavor.
It's a clever name, Mike.
It's a very clever name across in the ball yard. We're hanging out on Yawkey Way, Don. We're hanging out on Yawkey Way and enjoying ourselves. And you know me. I'm in absolute heaven. This is Disneyland for me, going to the shrine that is Fenway Park. They're going to play Tampa Bay on Wednesday night. And I'm just tremendously excited about this. We have a fantastic time. We go out. We celebrate. And by that time, we see a game. We see a walk-off home run from David Ortiz that is in the game, during the game. It's the greatest moment. I've never been in Fenway for like a game-ending home run. It's fantastic.
Buzz, do you know what a walk-off home run is?
I absolutely do not.
Mm-hmm. This note from Rob Spiewak.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Don and Mike, try the Yastrzemski's. It's a gay bar.
Hey, he is the only one allowed to do that. You can't do that, Rob. You can't do that. But that's the good part of the trip. Everything's fine. My stomach's fine. A little bit drinky drink. Go down on Thursday. There's an off day. Go down to see my mamo down in Connecticut. Buy her some Panasonic phones for her house. She hasn't changed her phones since the 1960s.
Nice boy you
and
are.
And so I buy her the cordless phones. She's amazed at this. She says, you mean I don't have to charge them? I said, no, Mom, they have their own individual charger at every place you put them in. All you have to do is plug them into an outlet. It's going to work fine. Mm-hmm. I go in and I dislocate her answering machine from her life call. Her life call. Hey, I'm just telling the truth. She's got I'm falling. I can't get up. Thanks.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
She's 87 and she's got the thing. I unplug it. I said, Mom, why don't we test it? She said, doesn't it have to be plugged into the phone? She's so sweet. Doesn't it have to be plugged into the phone? I said, no, Mom, it's got a phone jack that goes right into it and it's got a speaker. Watch, we can test it. So they got, come on, Mrs. O'Malley, are you all right? No, this is a test. I'm testing the phone system with my son. We're seeing if it works.
So you're all right then? Everything's fine?
Yes, everything is just fine. Everything is wonderful. Go down Thursday, take her out to lunch, get the phones. I didn't want to I've never done like a hit and run, lunch thing when I'm traveling that far. Normally I visit at least for an overnight with my mom, and so I'm feeling a little guilty. I was glad that we could get the phones, and then we were back up to Boston. We didn't say we were going back to Boston. We just said it's time we get going. And my mom says, well, you want to get on the road so you don't hit any traffic. And Boston didn't come up again. And so we hit the road.
Your mom lives in Hartford.
In Hartford, Connecticut.
Your mom thought you were coming back to D.C., right?
She thought we were driving back to Boston because we were going to go out and see Kathy.
Okay.
She thought we were driving back to Boston. But during the drive down, I had mentioned to Carla that less than 40 minutes, less than about a half an hour, from my hometown.
Are you going to say the word casino?
Well, look, when you watch the Red Sox games, all you get are Foxwoods ads all the time. You get Foxwoods ads all the time.
Inundated.
And you know, what are we going to do? It's Boston. It's a city. We live around a city. You
nothing
can do,
to do there.
But the fact is, this was, you know, Ledyard, where the Massatucket Pequots have their casino, is 30 minutes away. I said, let's go down. We'll just hang out for a little bit.
So you lied to your mom.
I didn't lie to her. I didn't mention that we were going. I have not told her yet.
You didn't tell her the truth.
I didn't tell her where we were going. It never really came up.
Like, lying is good for a relationship.
I did. We took a little diversion. I didn't even tell you this until this very moment.
Yes.
That we took a little side trip to the Indian casino. And you know the story behind this, that when my brother-in-law called me one time many, many years ago and said, I have two words for you, Indian casino. And we were driving down on a Thanksgiving weekend, and I thought, you know, we'd have a warehouse with card tables.
Yeah.
And this is the deal. This is a, you know, this is Roseanne's performing there. I mean, this is a
big,
this is a big casino. This is huge. I mean, Stephen Wright's going to be there, I think, this weekend. It's this is a big ass casino. It's fantastic.
Who else is playing? That guy who was in that ad where the guy throws the garbage out the window and he just has the one tear coming down his cheek.
Yes, well, there's a museum there with that guy in there. There's a actual, you know, Massatucket Pequot that's there.
Time out, Mike. What a shock. You ended up at a casino.
Well, and
May I harbor a guess? May I gamble on how you did?
Mm-hmm.
I bet that you were a bad loser.
Hey, bingo. Bingo, baby. Bingo. Who's the unlucky guy?
How much did you lose?
Just a little bit.
Write it down.
At one point, though, were you up?
Were you ever up?
Yes.
Good.
When he walked in the door? Oh, no, he was even when he walked in the door.
At one point, I was up this much.
And you didn't walk away?
At this point, I was up this much.
I'll just tell everybody, it's over $1,000. Mike, is at one point, you're up over $1,000.
And then at the end, I was down for the trip,
uh-huh.
Which for me, boys, you know this.
Ouch.
Below average.
Ouch.
Below average.
Ouch.
But a little negotiation ensued, and as the casino host who came over and said to me, I said, I'm down this after, you know, do you think we could get a room for the night? It's late, and we'd like to stay and leave tomorrow morning.
Is that always how it works? You guys, hi there. I just lost my life savings.
Right.
You know what, sir? We have a $19 room that's yours for free tonight.
It's not what she said. You know what she said?
What'd she say?
It's really not up to me. And that's when I looked at her, I said, no, you don't understand. It's completely up to you. And she came by with room keys shortly thereafter,
nice.
Which allowed me to get from here.
Yes.
Hold on.
Back to.
Hold on a second. To get from
here.
So
now what we're doing is estimating the cost of the room that you got for free, allegedly.
At this point, I'm here. And I have the discussion. It's totally up to you. And because it was totally up to her, and she gave us the rooms, mm-hmm. We were able to go for her company from this number to this number. So who's the big winner? The casino host's the big winner. She gave me the room. Wow. That's an expensive room, isn't it? You see, that's the way it works in gaming.
But you still lost.
Yes, of course. But we had a fine time. Fine time.
You got your ass handed to you.
Oh, not as much as I had before.
But you got a free room out of it.
Got a beautiful, it's a fine room. So a nice shower.
That's good.
Very nice shower.
Got a nice teepee.
But the fact is, maybe getting back, the real part of this story begins Friday night when we get back to Boston.
We got a break.
And my Red Sox game with the Boston Police Department.
Okay. There we go. All right. Like it. The police are all over our vacation.
And this is not police wearing uniforms and guns. These are police out for a night on the town.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.